This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Daniel Gore of the law firm Ken Non Law Office, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Richard Breedlove, please note the following medical letter, period. Richard is R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Last name is B-R-E-E-D-L-O-V-E, period. On March 1st, 2022, I conducted an independent medical examination, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. I performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 53-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 195 pounds, period. The patient slipped on ice getting out of a truck on February 19th, 2021, period. An apparent music store gutter was dumping water in the middle of the parking lot, period. This froze and resulted in him falling, period. The patient was the driver and fell backwards on his left elbow, period. He did sustain several fractures and had immediate pain involving his left elbow, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain significant injury, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, he is still having pain involving his left elbow with diminished range of motion, period. He is having tingling and numbness down his left arm that radiates into his wrist, period. The pain ranges from 5 to 6 out of 10, period. It is intermittent pain almost every day, period. He has tingling and numbness, period. he has pain as well as diminished grip strength, period. His elbow pops every day when he lifts, period. New paragraph. The timeline as recalled by the patient is as follows, period. Ambulance that day took him to Hendricks County Emergency Room, period. He had x-rays and was put in a cast. He was put on narcotics. He was released and referred to Ortho Indy approximately 1 to 2 weeks later, period. He returned to Hendricks County approximately 3 days after the initial visit and had severe pain, and a new cast was applied and the initial cast was removed, period. He was seen at Ortho Indy and was advised to wait 3 to 4 weeks before surgery, period. In the first surgery, he had pins and rods inserted in the elbow region, period. His second surgery was 2 to 3 months later when a rod was removed, period. He was referred to physical therapy for about 3 months, period. He was told by his doctors that this was one of the top three worst fractures that the specialist had ever seen, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He does need help with dressing and washing at times, period. He cannot lift over 20 pounds, period. Housework is affected, period. Yard work is affected, period. Sex and sleep is affected, period. He has difficulty working on his car, period. New paragraph. Medications include Viagra, over-the-counter medications, as well as topical medications, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include medication and exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is non-contributory, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, reveals elbow surgery times two as outlined above, period. He has had two hernia surgeries in the groin and umbilicus, period. He had an eye repair as a child, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, reveals that the patient has never injured his left elbow, period. He has not had work injuries, period. He has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of an owner. He is an owner of an electrical company and does services as an electrician, period. The patient is an electrician and had to quit his field of work after this accident, as he can only do administrative activities, period. He can work a full week, period. New paragraph, under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of these findings, period. Notes from Indiana Hand to Shoulder Center, May 21st, 2021. Mr. Breedlove feels he may be losing a little bit of range of motion, period. He is having some posterior medial elbow pain, and he is having some setbacks in terms of hand motion, period. I think he can plan to get his internal joint stabilizer, period. He seems to be having some signs of ulnar neuropathy, period. Some of these issues are due to his underlying joint damage and may be persistent, period. CT of the elbow from CDI, dated February 25th, 2021. There is posterior dislocation at the ulnotrochlear joint, period. That's spelled ulnotrochlear. There is comminuted fractures at the coronoid process, period. There is numerous tiny fragments anterior laterally, period. There is comminuted fracture at the lateral margin of the olecranon process, period. There are multiple small joint bodies, period. Emergency room report, Danville Emergency Room, February 19th, 2021. The patient arrives via EMS. He fell out of the car onto the ice, onto his left elbow, period. On examination, he exhibits decreased range of motion with swelling and effusion, period. They did x-rays of the left elbow. The impression was elbow subluxation with displaced fracturing of the coronoid process, period. Tiny loose bodies about the elbow joint space with small impaction fracturing of the articulating distal humerus suggested, period. Report from Ascensia St. Vincent's, dated March 3rd, 2021. Procedure performed, number one, left lateral ulnar collateral ligament repair. Number two, left ulnar nerve anterior subcutaneous transposition. Number three, left open reduction and internal fixation of the anterior medial facet of the coronoid process. Number four, placement of left medial -sided internal joint stabilizer, period. Their diagnosis was ulnar collateral ligament sprain of the left elbow and displaced fracture of the coronoid process of the left ulna. They state that on March 3, 2021, they had fixation of the left elbow fracture. with reduction in hardware placement period. On June 17th, 2021, from Essentia, procedure performed was left elbow removal of deep implant, internal joint stabilizer, period. Number two, left elbow revision, ulnar neurolysis, period. Neurolysis is N-E-U-R-O-L-Y-S-I-S. Operative indication was previously he underwent surgical treatment for a varus, V-A-R-U-S, posterior medial coronoid fracture with coronoid open reduction and internal fixation, lateral ligamentous repair and medial-sided internal joint stabilization along the ulnar nerve transposition period. There were paresthesias of the ring and small finger, as well as occasional weakness in his hand in the ulnar intrinsic musculature period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, March 1st, 2022, ENT examination was negative, pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic, cervical, and lumbar regions were all normal, period. Examination revealed that the patient is right-hand dominant, period. Examination of the left elbow region revealed a large 22-centimeter surgical scar involving the left medial elbow extending up and down both the upper and lower arm and forearm, period. There's a 10-centimeter vertical surgical scar involving the left lateral elbow as well, period. There was 10% swelling of the left elbow, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the left elbow with crepitance, heat, and tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion with loss of flexion of digits 4 and 5 on the left, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left dominant hand, period. On neurological examination, there was a diminished left biceps reflex in 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the left palmar aspect of digits 4 and 5, period. There was hypersensitivity to palpation with tingling involving the left elbow, period. On examination, left elbow flexion was diminished by 56 degrees. Left elbow extension was diminished by 6 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Gait examination was normal, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are number 1, left elbow trauma. Number 2, fractures of the left elbow. Number 3, ulnar neuropathy. Number 4, injury to the left lateral ulnar collateral ligament. Number 5, displaced fracture of the coronoid process of the left ulna. Number 6, left elbow subluxation. Number 7, impact impaction, fracturing of the articular distal left humerus. Number 8, comminuted fracture of the olecranon process of the ulna period. The above 8 diagnoses are directly caused by the fall on the ice of February 19th of 2021 period. New paragraph. All of the treatment that was rendered to the patient and is partially outlined above were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable as it relates to the fall on the ice of February 19th of 2021 period. The patient will be more prone to permanent and disabling arthritis in the left elbow as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guide to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the left elbow, I am referring you to Table 15-4, Class 1, page 399. The patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment on the left, period. Utilizing Table 15-11, page 420, this equates to an 8% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the neuropathy of the left arm, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment. Utilizing Table 13-11, class 1, page 335, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has an 11% upper extremity impairment as it relates to the fall injury of February 19th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include medications, including anti-inflammatory and analgesic, as well as topical medications, at an estimated cost of $75 a month, period. The patient will require a splint for his left elbow at an estimated cost of $200, period. The splint will need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient may need to consider surgery down the road for removal of some of the bulging hardware and pins of his left elbow, period. This expense would be approximately $115,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.